Welcome. Another Courtney Nolan podcast episode. Today we are talking about the Holiday Spice Challenge. Now, this feels a bit like a bit of a brainchild for me. It dropped in so quick. And like my business coach says, anything that drops in very quickly, move on it while you've got that momentum. Hence why it was live so very, very quickly. So obviously, love that. From the moment that I think of it and then I can get it out to you all, that's the best thing ever. But what it is, 7-day holiday spice challenge. So I understand that during the Christmas time, we basically as women, and parents really become all about the giving and the doing and everything else that we sort of don't take enough time for us to stop, to slow down, to connect. And that actually feels like an even harder task than it normally would at any other time of the year. Like, it feels so much harder that you sometimes even start to feel a bit like the Grinch, or like I've said in a couple of my social media posts, like a soggy Mrs. Claus, right? Like, you're constantly giving, you're constantly doing for everybody else, and it's sort of like, well, fuck, what's left for me? Let alone your marriage. And this is where things sort of start to get a bit sticky, because it's like, ugh, this is supposed to be a time of like giving and loving and connecting and being with each other. But I think sometimes we get so hyper fixed on what we're actually wrapping as gifts and just being everywhere that we sort of lose track of the way that we need to slow down and enjoy the season for what it is. Now, I actually had a moment like this when we were doing our Santa photos with our kiddos. And as you can imagine, wrangling three little boys is just wild at the best of times. But throw in the excitement of Santa, throw in the excitement of candy canes and gifts and everything else, and in a busy shopping center, and it is basically a shit show. So we're doing that. Oh, and not to mention the fact that I've got like a busted back, so I'm walking around like someone who's just been railed, and it is just not a fun time because I can't carry anything or lift anything. So yeah, woe is me at the moment. But we booked this appointment to do the Santa photos, and we're standing in line, and we are ready to go. And there's obviously a few people in front of us, and the boys just want to do everything, right? Like, they want to be smacking the bloody jingle bells and pulling the things off the tree and doing all the things that you as a parent are like, oh my God, stop fucking doing. But you as a child are like, oh my God, this is so much fun. Like, I've never seen these shiny Christmas balls before, and I wonder what sound they make when I bang them. So am I painting a bit of a picture of our Santa photos? So we're sitting there in line, and I'm just like, my instinct is to be like, stop doing that, stop doing that, like, stand still, don't move, listen to this, do what I say, all of that stuff that I'm like, oh my God, I am a motherfucking Grinch right now. So in that moment, I did this thing that my husband said before, and it's like recognizing when there's a stimulus of what's going on, what your reaction wants to be, and having a bit of a pause in between so that you can check yourself and manage your reaction to things. So instead of just, me flaming out over what the boys are doing and, wanting to be like the best behaved kids, which for some people is just standing there and not doing anything, not saying anything, and not fully experiencing it. So me, I was like, okay, like, let me just understand this from their point of view. Like, this is so exciting. Like, they are about to see Santa. They are about to tell him what they want. They are about to sit on his lap. Like, they're about to do all of this. And I don't want to ruin that for them. So no, I didn't let them like run free and go fully cray. But I did just remind myself, like, hey, this is a holiday season. Like, this is the Christmas season. Like, it is about fun, and it is frivolous and crazy and all of those things. How can we do that in a way that is bringing it into our relationship too? So I started sharing in the last couple of weeks, like, really actionable things, actionable tasks, because we as busy business babes, we love that shit, right? Like, we just love to be told what to do in some instances, not all, but love to be given the task that's easy to follow with maximum impact, right? So that's what I did. I started sharing the things like kiss your man with tongue, like something that you just forget, something that you just forget to prioritize, which is so busy doing everything else. And that birthed this beautiful babe that became the 7-day holiday spice challenge. Because I kept getting the messages, like, all the feedback was like, oh my God, I love this. It was so simple, and it was just something that I hadn't thought of, like, so easy to do. And it was just like having that daily prompt of do this, do that, touch him here was incredible. Not to mention the feedback that I was getting from the husbands. And I mean, I see a lot of male clients as it is anyway, and I love, I don't know, I definitely have a soft spot for the fellas because I think sometimes the guys get a really bit of a rough trot with expectations and, what's expected of them and all of that jazz. So I do have a soft spot for the fellas. So if I can help bring intimacy into a marriage and into any sort of couple dynamic, then I love that. So the 7-day holiday challenge is live on my Instagram right now. If you aren't already over there, go and have a look. Courtney underscore underscore Nolan. The Uncut newsletter got all of the details of the 7 days firsthand. So again, if you're not on Uncut, go and join it. It's a free newsletter. I drop it weekly and you get first look at everything. You get first look at things like this. So it's the full 7 days that you've got. Whereas if you're just on Instagram, you're just getting the daily drip feed, which I mean, potato, potato, you know it works for you. But yeah, join the Uncut newsletter because all the fun goodies are in there. But needless to say, this challenge is going really, really well. There's a little sidebar Telegram group that I created just for the women who are very interested in inspiring each other, who are love pumping each other up, who are not competitive, but just want to share the wins and have a good laugh along the way, like making the saucy times fun. So if you haven't seen it, go and have a look. But the whole point is to make it a playful challenge that just helps you take the mental load off. So you don't have to think about any of this. You just have to do the do. And it is about making the connection fun again, making the intimacy fun. So you're not giving each other that, that snarky side eye Christmas morning because you're like, I fucking can't stand the fact that I've done everything and now I'm hating on it and I'm trying to be like joyful and fucking happy and it's Christmas morning and I feel anything but because I'm so worn out. The whole point of this holiday challenge, this holiday spice challenge, is so that you don't feel like that. It's so that you feel, lusty for your partner, so that you feel appreciated by your partner and doing these things regularly will give you that. Like the first few days have been things like the days are set out with different variations of spice categorized by three different chilies. So number one chili is very mild, number two chili is medium, and three chilies is hot. And you get to decide on your degree of spice. So there's different options each day of actionable things that you can do, very, very direct that you can do to help bring that connection into your relationship. Babe, it is done for you. So you don't have to think about it. You don't have to go like, oh, what do I say? Oh, how do I do that? Like, there is no thinking involved. There is just doing. There is all about the doing. And I think that's what makes it easier. I'm giving you the ideas that you can just execute and then feel the ripple effect on your marriage. Like, some of the feedback, like, what are we at day three, maybe day four? Some of the feedback so far has been, oh my God, my man loved this. Oh my God, he is like ready to go. Like waiting for the next day to drop. He is super interested. And I'm not saying this in the way that the hubbies are like, oh, like let's have sex all the time because we know guys love to have sex all the time. And I mean, yes, that's a stereotype, blah, 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 but it's just inevitable. So what this is doing is it's making the guys feel appreciated too, which works both ways. So when they feel appreciated, they're more likely to show it in the way that we want it as well. So instead of blaming them for not feeling appreciated, we're showing them what we need, what we like, what works for us, and then hopefully in return they'll meet us where we're at. And this is just like it is just about you finding, the sweet spot between what energy you've got to give, what level of spice you've got to give, and appreciating each other. Like it's not always easy to show up in a sexual way. It's not always easy to be intimate when you're feeling like your cup is empty. So by doing these little tiny little tasks, like for example, let's kick off with day one. Let's chat about that. Day one is all about like a festive flirtation. That's what I've called it because it's about flirting. And we love flirting. I mean, me, I love to flirt. Like I will flirt with your fucking 80-year-old grandma because I love that shit. Like that is just my personality. So for me, flirting comes easy. Like not always the best, but it's fun and I love it. So that's why I kicked off day one as a flirtation. The first chili, the mild, is texting. And it's like the words, like verbatim, are written down for you. If you catch me under or near the Christmas tree later, you get to decide what happens next. Like, think about what that would feel like to receive that text message. You'd be like, ooh, you're thinking of me, like, oh my God, like, this is really nice. This is a really nice proposition. Like, oh, this feels really spicy. And then you're kind of just, you're opening up the dialogue of a little bit of spice. Like, it's super mild. What happens next? Is it like you're holding my hand? Is it us having a quick conversation? Is it us doing a little bit of eye gazing? Is it us touching each other? Is it us just going in for a kiss? Like, it can be so, so mild. You get to decide. Medium is leave a note on his coffee cup. And it says, again, I've got it verbatim written down there. So it's Santa says, you've been very naughty. Meet me at 8 p.m. for your punishment. And again, this can be anything. Like, I've left these super broad, super general, so you can tailor them to suit you. If you're a girl who loves control, then obviously meet me at 8 for your punishment sounds pretty bloody nice because you get to choose what that might be. But this is the whole sweet spot of it all, right? Like, you get to make it playful and fun. Like, a punishment could be like him watching you eat the last of the chocolate-coated strawberries or whatever. Or you playing with yourself if you want to like ramp it up a little bit more. And then the three chilies for day one with the festive flirtation is hot, right? So when he comes home, greet him wearing nothing but a Santa hat and say, your present came early, unwrap me. This can look like anything. This could be like, obviously in this example I've said, wearing just a Santa hat, but you could be wearing lingerie. You could be wearing your oldest trackies and an oversized t-shirt. You could be wearing a swimwear. You could be wearing anything. You could have your face mask on. Like, I guarantee you this is not about overthinking things. This is just building on what we already do. And I mean, if he gets home before you, then make it like, hey, meet me in the bedroom and blah blah blah. And go from there. The whole point of this like holiday spice challenge is to make it fun and playful and show you how easy it can be. Because if it was on your bucket list for 2024 to, do more, have more fun times with your spouse, to connect more, to prioritize your relationship more, to invest in your relationship in the same way that you invest in your business, and you're sort of sitting here going, oh my God, Courtney, I didn't do that. Then seriously, babe, this is for you. And for the fellas out there who are like, I fucking don't know where to start. Like, I feel like I initiate sex all the time, or I'm trying to, and I just get walls. Then start with the flirting. Start with the basic. Come back, like strip it all the way back to like the building blocks of how your relationship started, and go from there. We don't need to overcomplicate everything all the time because that's when we feel like there's pressure. We don't want pressure. Like, the Christmas season is a pressure cooker enough as it already is. So I want to keep it super basic, super fun, super easy. And that is what this holiday spice challenge is. So Instagram, this is your first stop. Go there. They're like, the posts are all dropping daily. Join Uncut, which is my newsletter. The link is in the show notes or on my Instagram again. And you hear about everything first. So you get all the details in one hot place. And I drop heaps of stuff in there. Like, funny tales, client wins, client stories, first look behind the scenes stuff, first look at new programs, new offers, and all the good stuff, like all the stuff that I would probably get censored for on Instagram, and we don't want that again. So join Uncut, it's an absolute bloody no-brainer. And let me know what you think of this holiday spice challenge. There is a prize up for grabs, so follow the notes in the post. It is about doing all 7 days. Not reusing stuff and using the hashtag and tagging me. So it is just meant to be fun. If it's too raunchy for Instagram, then DM me if you like, or do like a partial pic. Like, just use your creativity. Like, this is just getting you to think a little bit differently and making it a little bit fun. So this is kind of like your own advent calendar, right? Like, my husband said to do like the 12 days of Christmas, but I'd already done 7 and I thought, hey, let's keep this kind of easy to do so that you feel like you're winning. It's one little thing each day. And it's just a bit of fun. Watch how much this little bit actually transforms your relationship because it is fun and it's easy. So join the link, tag me when you listen to this podcast, please. And I would love, 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 as always, if you rate this podcast so it gets out to more ears and I can attract some more cool guests, which we love, having a yarn, having a yap. And yeah, I will draw up one more before 2024 finishes. But yeah, thank you so much for your support as always, and enjoy the Holiday Spice Challenge.